Today's daf in Masechet Emunah, brought to me by Chavot Yerushalayim, is Dav Zayin. I realized that I said over the very last piece of yesterday's Gemara Baal Peh instead of reading it inside. I explained it in advance, but I never actually said it. So let's just read over the last couple of lines over here, starting from Amud Beis. So we were talking about trying to figure out a case where you would be able to be considering being magdish a balmum to the sa'ir la'azazel, even though it's obvious that it can't be a balmum because it has to be royal Hashem. So we're looking for a case where I don't need to have a sa'ir la'azazel that could be la'Hashem. So we were looking for what those cases would be. We talked about Hanan HaMitzri, if it died. And we talked about the halacha, Aliba, the Rebbe Shimon, and then Rava. The last thing that we had was that I didn't read inside. Rava Amar, Lo Nitzra, the last line, there were cases. Lo Nitzra Elo Kegon Shuhumam Bo Bayom. What happened is that it became a Balmum after you had already done the Hagrala, after you already had the one that was Lashem. And then what you did was you were paid at it. However, the way you were paid to it was nutty because you went ahead and you were paid to it on a chavera that was balmum. So over there, salka daitachamina, I might have thought if it wouldn't have said the extra word la'ashem to darshan even the sa'ira bishtaleach, I would have thought that bishlama me'ikara lo yadana ihai mikva la'ashem. I understand that originally the reason that I could not possibly bring a balmum for the sa'ira bishtaleach was because maybe it would be the one that the goral would be koveya. But in this case, in this case, I know which one is Lashem. It's the other one. And this one is meant to be thrown off a cliff. So I would have thought, who cares if it's a balmum? Kamash Malan, that even so, you're over on Malkus for being Magdish, Lashem, the Sawyer Hamishtal. Lovely. Okay, now, we had basically, if you recall, a drasha where we went through the various psukim that told us what the iser is of being makriv balmum. We went through a diukim in the pasuk, out of which we learned that you'll be over separately on lo takdishu, on lo tishchatu, on lo tizraku dam, that I learned from al hamizbeach, because the dam goes al hamizbeach, and lo taktiru, the whole thing, kulay, and mayhem, which means mayhem, even miktasai, right? Okay, so to get now an overall sense of what is going on over here, either open up your chumashim or open up your minds to remember the sugya, okay? Because it's really very, very duplicated. The whole thing is duplicated over and over again. And we need to figure out Chof Beis and Vayikra Chof Beis. So between the Psukim Chof and Chof Hei, we have got four different times that the Torah seems to be saying exactly the same thing. And in between, we have a lot of the extra diukim that we were being medayik in before. So let's start with Pasuk Chof. Okay, Pasuk Chof, it says, Kol asher bo mum lo takrivu. That was the first time that we brought in the Braita, and we asked, what do you think that means? And that's how we ended up ultimately proving that there's a separate lo takrivu that means not to shech, and a separate lo takrivu that means do not even be magdish. So therefore, we go in order. So kol asher bo mum lo takrivu ki lo l'ratzoni alachem. That means that you cannot even be magdish, right? Then we had the second one. Averet, or Shavur, or Charutz, or Yabelet, lo takrivu ela la'ashem. Okay. So we said, okay, that includes not being shafted. Ishe lo titnu mehem. That means not bringing up the whole thing as an ishe, and not bringing up part as an ishe, because it says mehem. And then it says al hamizbeach la'ashem. Al hamizbeach means even to be zerik the dam. And then Lashem means even for the Sarah Mishtaleah, right? So far, that's all. I'm just going to try to get Naftali on here. He thinks he can get away with murder. So that's two out of what turned out to be four psukim. Now, there's also, sorry, There's also the next pasuk. So the next pasuk says, "Umauch v'katut, v'katut v'natuk v'charut, lo takrivu l'Hashem." Again, so the third time we have the same idea of lo takrivu. What's that for? And then we have another pasuk at the very end, "Umiyad ben nechar, lo takrivu." Again, et lechem elarechem mikol ele. Think you can get away with murder, Naftali, huh? Get back on that screen. Get on that screen, buddy. Man, oh, man. Sheesh. You give a finger and the guy walks off with a hand. Okay. So we've got four separate circuit. And that means that we also have a little bit of leeway here in coming to understand where Rabbi Yossi ben Rabbi Yehuda comes from. Because what was Rabbi Yossi ben Rabbi Yehuda? He added, forget about there only being five Isurim. There's also the Isur of Bal Tekablu Asadam. So even though I'm not putting it on Mizbeach, just for being Mekabel Adam, I'm also going to be Chayav Malkus, right? Also going to be over a lot. We'll see later on whether you're Chayav separate Malkus for each one of these things. Okay. My time in the Rabbi Yezib Rabbi Yehuda, how do we know that? That we know from the third one. Why does it talk about over here, Ma'uch, Katut, Natuk, Vicharut? Again, these are just all of the testicle issues. Why do I need a separate Lo Takrivu? It said on Olam Mumin two times already. What are you adding by saying Lo Takrivu? That's coming to add Kabbalah Sadam. Zo Kabbalah Sadam, Shama Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. That must be where he gets that idea from. The third mention of Lo Takrivu. Ooh, wow. So what indeed does the Tanakhama that doesn't hold that there is such an Isser? What does he do with the Lo Takrivu? Harla Takrivu Lamali, according to the Tanakhama? No, he says, I need that not to tell me Kabbalah Sadam, and you aren't even near the Mizbeah. That's coming to tell me Zrika Sadam. Hold on a second. Zrika Sadam we learned out yesterday from the word Alha Mizbeah. But you're just adding, why do I need to say Alha Mizbeah? Obviously, an Ishe is Alha Mizbeah, right? So we said that that is coming to add Zrika Sadam. Well, the Tanakhama is not persuaded. Why? Because the Tanakhama says, if you write Ishe ala Mizbeach, that's one phrase. It's not, you can't really say, well, just write Ishe. It's Urche Dekra Demishtoyach. It's normal for the Pasuk, when it's referring to the Ishim, to speak out that I mean the Ishim on the Mizbeach, not just talking about the Ishim. Therefore, we don't believe you have a right to be Medayik that there's an Isser of Zerika. We need the extra new Lo Takrivu about Ma'uch v'katut, which is the third mention of Lo Takrivu, that we need for Zrika. Oh, it says the Gemara, so Rabbi Rabbi Yehuda also? Well, I mean, indeed, it certainly seems to be Urche Dekra. This is the Urche Dekra. By the way, it's very interesting that this is one of the cases where the Rambam actually speaks out in the Sefer HaMitzvahs this din, that where something is Urche Dekra, you cannot use it to create a lot. Based on this Gemara. So it becomes one of his calling in the Sefer HaMitzvahs. I'm sorry? Urche Dekra means it's the norm. When something is a mode of speech, this is how I refer to Ishe, is Ishe al HaMizbeach, not just Ishe. So Ishe al HaMizbeach is a single phrase, which is a standard phrase. Therefore, you don't have a right to start splitting it up. So isn't that true, says the Gemara? Leave it in the recipe of Yidonami. Isn't it Urche Dekra? And therefore, you're not able to use it to tell me the din that even Kabbalah Sadam, in Achinami, it is. No, okay, so we're back where we started. So, Ela Kabbalah Sadam, so no, where do we know Kabbalah Sadam according to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda? From the fourth pasuk. The fourth pasuk said, Miyad ben Nechar lo takrivu. Another time it says lo takrivu. Well, I don't understand. I would think, I can't accept it from a Jew, but I could accept it from a Goy. I mean, I could barely accept anything from a Goy. Why would I accept anything substandard from a guy? I need a special person to tell me that? That's crazy. Must be coming, therefore, to add an additional Lo Takrivu, that even getting it a step closer. I'm not actually putting it on Mizbeach. Lo Takrivu, how do I make it closer? It can't be Zrika, because I already said Zrika. We were Bedayik from the third Lo Takrivu, now that we're understanding it that way. The fourth Lo Takrivu means don't even put it into a cup to get it closer. So now I know that additional Allah Khalibah the Rabbi Yehuda. And therefore, it must be Miyad b'necha lo takrivu, zoi kabbalas adam sham Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. That's what he must have been referring to. So indeed, according to the Tanna Kamma, why does the Torah speak out, umiyad b'necha lo takrivu? Of course not. Says the Kamma, no, not of course not. Just the opposite. If a goy wants to bring a korban lasha, can he bring a balmum on his own mizbeach? Yes. A goy was not given the dinim of mumim. He was given the dinim of mechusar eved. That we learn out from Noach, it has to be sholem, and so on and so forth. But he cannot bring a korban missing a leg, but he can bring a korban with a broken leg. So even though it's a balmum, there's no issur. So I would have thought, look, when we bring a korban for a goy, we essentially follow his rules. We don't follow our rules. So in the same way that the goy is able to bring a korban on his own bama, we should be able to bring specifically for him what's kosher for him. I don't understand. If I have a restaurant, I can't give a goy something that's kosher for him. Of course I can. So if I'm bringing a korban, I bring a korban that's kosher for him. Comes along the pasuk to say, that's not the point. I, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I don't want on my mizbeach balei mumin. I don't care who's bringing that. It's not a function of who's allowed to bring. It's a function of my mizbeach, the kibush on mizbeach. Yeah, Mark.
If that's the case, what's the whole argument in Ashram, in the Sugya about the structure of the Dutch, where he's arguing everything, the goy is bringing with the moon. So what's the issue?
That's what we're saying. We're not allowed to. Okay. It's coming out now that you're not allowed to, but Enochinami, I would have thought you are allowed to. So therefore, say the Tanna Kamma, because we borrow Lelahai, Sal Kadai Techamina. Huh? Yeah, for sure. Since on their own boma, they don't have to worry about a mum. So I would have made the assumption that lo shna b'mizbeach didhu, v'lo shna b'mizbeach didan. It doesn't matter whether they bring it on their boma or on our mizbeach. Kamash malan, the din of a bal mum is a din in the mizbeach, not a din in the individual who's bringing it. Okay, this is one approach to the four psukim. There's another lashon that works it out otherwise. Lishnach rina. Start from the beginning. Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yeromer, Afa Kabbalah Sada. Okay, you're chayev also for just being mekabel the dam of the balmun. We start over. My taima, dichtiv, umauch, vichatut, and so on. Lo takrivu. So this is the third pasuk, which we didn't talk about before. Up until now, we talked about those first two psukim that mentioned lo takrivu, so we understood that one of them meant lo takdishu, the other one meant lo tishchatu, and then we had the remozim of ala mezbeach to be zrika, and then we had ala ishe mehem would be kulay to put on the mezbeach or miktsas ala mezbeach, and then lashem came to be mar b'desar mishtaleach. Fine. So now the third one, however, it starts all of a sudden over again as if it's a whole brand new issue. It's a whole brand new issue. It's just more mumim. Instead, the moment we start talking about the ma'uch v'chatut, all of a sudden now it's a new issue. I need to hear again lo takrivu. Obviously not. So this must be coming to add a new halacha. Zo kabbalat adam. What about zrika? No, zrika, we understand. Zrika nafka mei ala mizbeach. So now in this version, we end up learning zrika from ala mizbeach, even according to the Rabbanan. Ask the Gemara, so don't the Rabbanan agree that we can learn Zrika from Ala Mizbeach? And that if that's the case, we got an extra pasuk over here. So what do they do with this extra pasuk? And how do they argue with Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbanan nami typically Zrika mi Ala Mizbeach. Enochi nami, they do. So then lo takrivu, the third one, which is ma'uch v'chatut lo takrivu. Lo takrivu of ma'uch, what does that come to tell me? That comes to tell me a big chiddush. Suppose it's in the Zman of the Heter Abomes. Is the din of a Balmum on a Yisrael, is that said because the Mizbeach can't have a Balmum? Or is it said because you can't bring a Balmum? Therefore, I need an extra pasuk to tell me you cannot bring a Balmum, even if it's on a Bamas Yachid. So this is a totally different approach. That I need for a Bamas Yachid. Now, in this version, we ask, and according to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, isn't that a more obvious meaning to add to a pasuk by Moch Vekatut, Lo Takrivu, that's not coming to tell me Kabbalah Sadam. It's adding a new lo takrivu in a place that I wouldn't have known it before, namely Abba Masiyachi. So the Rabbanan seem to be absolutely right. Ask the Gemara, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, don't we need it on Bibayle Labamat Yachid? In Akinami, you're right, we do. Okay, so we're back to the beginning again. Now in the second version. So, okay, now ask again. The Isser of Kabbalah's Hadam, where does it come from now? Because now we used up all three psukim for everything but Kabbalah Sadam. So lo takriva of Kabbalah minale, so where does he know that? And in this version, we also say he knows it from the fourth pasuk. What's the fourth pasuk? Miyad b'decher lo takrivu. Zo Kabbalah Sadam, Shom Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, and so on and so forth, right? So what did the Rabbanu do with the fourth pasuk? Itzrich. Because like we said before, that since a Ben Noach has no problem with a mum and the Torah only limited him to not bringing something that was actually missing a leg, let's say, but it wasn't mocked, but if it was a broken leg, so we might have thought, maybe we should accept from a guy on the Mizbeach, therefore, Kamashbalan Mikol Eile, Lo Takrivu again, the Lo Mikaplinan, even from the Ben Noach. So now, everything seems clear. What's that? No, he doesn't hold this such avamina. Because if your initial understanding is that it's a din in the Mizbeach, I don't need that. Right. Fine. Okay. So now that we understand all of this, so getting back to the original brisa, we started this whole conversation by trying to understand, and by the way, we will now see why all of this is so important in Temura. Turns out that does sound like it has anything to do with Temura. Why is this a Temura sugya, really, that such complexity should come up over here? There's two reasons. One reason is because we are indeed about to see that we may be limited to a case of Temura, and therefore the whole discussion might be built around the understanding of Temura. That's the simple understanding. But again, remember that we have been examining in Temura the interrelationship of the nature of the Isser of the Torah, the Azara of the Torah, to the outcome in terms of Malkus, or the outcome in terms of your ability to achieve what you set out to achieve, and so on and so forth. One area that we did not examine, we talked about Alav Shein B'Maisa, we talked about Alav Adi Tekla Asei, we talked about Azara Hasra Sufik. But there was one area that we didn't talk about. And that last area is called Lav Shebiklalut. Lav Shebiklalut is where the Torah gives you one lav and then splits it up into all types of things. Now that's what we just did. We talked about a Lotak Rivu that because it mentions in the Pasuk of Alei Isha, Lotak Riv Mehem, we listed a separate lav. Lotak Riv Miktsosai, Lotak Riv Kulai. I mean, it's a little weird. Sort of, I mean, it's all the same thing. You're just telling me, even if you brought only some of it. I mean, that's what I would have thought. But we're saying there's different loving. When we're saying we're different loving, do we mean you actually have Malkus and all of those loving? That's why, ultimately, we're going to have to get into these details. So this is one of the most beautiful expressions of a list of various things that seem to bifurcate after an initial single love. And therefore, we have to bring this again. And there's one other reason that we have to bring this up. And that is, there is a brilliant additional point in this exact case, because we were Bedayek. Oto. Oto means you can only bring the Balmum for the Bedek Abayit. But Atamim don't bring for the Bedek Abayit, remember? And we said, Mikan, that if you're Magdish Atamim to the Bedek Abayit, you're over on a lav, despite the fact that it didn't say a lav. It only said an implication of a lav from the fact that it says, bring a balmum, so that means don't bring a non-balmum. But that's only a lav of an asay, so where's the azara? So this opens up now an entire beautiful, new, unique idea, which I mentioned to you very, very briefly. Oh, shoot, I forgot to press record here. Which I mentioned to you very briefly before that we're going to be getting to, which is that where it says Vayedaber Hashem al Moshe Lay Mor, that Lay Mor means love. which is insane. I mean, that means every time it says Vayitaper Hashem al Moshe, like, well, it's a lot. That doesn't make any sense. But that issue is the last remaining problem about Lavim. What's the relationship of Lamor to a Lav that was Bamichlal Asay? Okay? So we've got almost everything covered. Now this last piece over here fills in all of the pieces that have been missing. Okay. So now going back to that Brisa that started listing the various things that you're going to be over and you got Malkus for. So Matkif La Reish Lakish. So Reish Lakish said, I don't understand where you came off making a blanket statement. What was your blanket statement? That if you're Magdish a Balmum to the Mizbeah, that you are going to be Chayim. Now, remember that there's two types of Balmum. There's a Balmum, which was once a regular animal and then became a Balmum. And then there is a Balmum from what's called Balmum Meikoro, which is a congenital Balmum. There are very profound differences between the two that we saw before, because in a case where something is a Balmum Meikoro, and you try to be Magdish it, there's no Kedushas HaGuf at all that's chal on it, right? You can be Magdish HaBalmum, then you can be Magdish HaBema, and then it gets a Mum. So then, of course, there's a completely different halacha than if it was originally a Balmum. Because we had talked about this issue many times before. We never talked about it in terms of the Lav. Reish Lakish raises the question of a congenital defect. A congenital defect, for all intents and purposes, is not an animal vis-a-vis the Mizbeach. There was never a moment where I could look at this as something that had shaychus to the Mizbeach. So as far as I'm concerned, it's an automobile. It's a horse. I mean, what does that have to do with the Mizbeach? Says Reish Lakish, how do you know that that would be included in the law? Maybe the point is that something that you could actually bring on the Mizbeach, at least at one point it was considered to be an animal, now I have to decide, is it roy for the Mizbeach or not? Okay, that I understand, you're telling me it's a lav. But wouldn't you need an extra pusik to include, even in a case where for all intents and purposes, what you're looking at is a slab of wood that has been sculpted into the shape of an animal? I mean, you're going to tell me if I put a sculpture of a Balmum, that I'm going to be over? That's what this is, basically. It's a sculpture of an animal. So, es Reish Lakish, Mazgal Reish Lakish, Shema lo shaninu elo betam shena asem balmum. Maybe this whole discussion only makes sense if it was initially an animal. But if it's a congenital mum, it's a balmum meikara, what you're looking at is a palm tree. A palm tree that looks like an animal, so you had a nice sculpture. Michelangelo always said, you know, it was always there. I was just taking off the other pieces. So this is a Dikla B'Alma. Now, this is the way Tosfos understands it. Rashi, the truth is Tosfos understands it not exactly like that, but I'm embellishing. Rashi understands that the whole issue over here, in a very problematic fashion, is why would he get Malkus is the question of what did he really intend. When a person gave a Balmum Meikoro, why should we assume that he really thought that he wanted to be Magdish this, to be brought on the Mizbeach? Maybe he didn't want to be Magdish it to bring it on the Mizbeach, he just wanted you to use the cash. And all he was saying is take this, you know, and sell it. And I would never give something like this, chas v'shalom, to the Mizbeach, right? Because I know it was never in any way shaykh to the Mizbeach. So maybe something like that, you're not chayim on. Amalei Ribchus. So again, Tosfos says that's crazy. Because in order to give the guy Malkus, you would have had to say to him, hey, do not be magdish that to the Mizbeach, because the Torah says lo takriva, which means lo takdish. So then the guy would have said, no, it doesn't mean that. This is a congenital defect. And then you'd say, no, the Gemara and Tumura says even a congenital defect. What do you mean you don't know? I'm telling you. And then he would have to say, well, I don't care. I'm doing it anyway. Go ahead and beat me up. It doesn't make any sense, as Tosfos, to say Rashi's pshat. Why should I think that he meant to? Why should I think that he meant to? Because he said, go do me something. That's why I know what he meant to. So what is Rashi even talking about? Fine. So that's why he has to change the approach, obviously. Amale Reb Chiya Bar Yosef. So Reb Chiya Bar Yosef said to Reish Lakish, it can't be that the whole idea here is only in terms of a balmum that happened later. Obviously, for heaven's sakes, read the case. Vishar Vaseh, now this was the one pasuk that we skipped over, huh? So Vishar Vaseh Sarua Vikalut, Nidavata Aselto, Ulaneder Lo Yeratseh. Okay, now what is that talking about? What is the Sarua? Sarua is where one limb is longer than the other. A Kalut is talking about where it didn't have split hooves. How did that happen after it was born? Those are by definition congenital defects. And this occurs right here in the middle of the parsha, the middle of the four psukim that we brought before. So obviously it's not talking about things that are non-congenital. This is about as congenital as you could possibly get. So what kind of funny question is that that you're telling me? So Ruha v'kalut k'tiv b'parsha, it says openly a case of a congenital mum. V'hani b'alei b'mimeikar aninu. Omar lei. And here's where all of a sudden it turns out to be Nogia Meseches Tumura. Says Reish Lakish, hold on a second. What does that prove? If somebody had taken a Sarua Vikalut, and you're asking me, I mean, so why do you have to say, Lota? What do you have to say? A Sarua Vikalut that I made a Tumura onto, all of a sudden I am able to be Magdash at the Mizbeach, because over there, it's Bein Tov Bein Ra, right? Tov L'Ra, Ra L'Tov. I can even take a behema that is a Tamima, and I can transfer its Kedusha to a Sarua V'Kalut. Now, you're right. Normally, I couldn't do that. I couldn't say, this is Kaddish for the Mizbeah. But if I did it through making it a Tamura, then I need the Pasuk to tell me that that would be a separate law. Besides the Tamura, you would be over on being Magdish, Abba Mum to the Mizbeach, even though it's a congenital womb. Ah, therefore, says Reish Lakish, was that proof? I'm tining all of the cases are only congenital womb. And, right? Maybe. So that a case where I was Magdish, and I didn't do it a Tumura, then Enochinami would only be if it was a non-congenital womb. But to say these are congenital, of course they are congenital women in conjunction with Tumura. But you claim that a guy who went ahead without any kind of tumura, and all he did was say, I do hereby give this to Mizbeach, is going to get Malkus, and I disagree. I want to know how you know that. So it must be, are you the tumura? Amalei Rabbi Yochanan, now we got you. Always so smart. Now we got you. Because what, you're telling me you don't know how much research was put into this? Well, 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 I thought you knew everything. Lo shami alecha ha'adi amar Rabbi Yanai. Didn't you hear how Rabbi Yanai reported that b'chabura nimnu v'gamru, we were sitting there, we were dawning on this issue, and we came up with the absolute clarity that a magdish baal mum legabi mizbeach over mishum chamisha shemot. We were trying to figure out how many isurim could you be over by bringing something that's a balmum to the Mizbeach. And as much as we banged our head against the wall, we could only come up with five Isurim. Nothing more than five Isurim. And those were the five Isurim that we just went through. We had these four Psukim, and we were Medayik, the Ishe, and Mayhem, La Ishe. Couldn't come up with more than that. The Baal Takdishu, the Baal Tishkatu, the Baal Tizrogda, and the Baal Takriva Kulam, and the Baal Takriva Miktsatam, and that's it. But if you are right, and the Pasuk is talking about a Baal Mum Meikara, then the only way that we would have gotten into this pickle in the first place is if you were also over on Tumura. So then it should have been six. Why does it only say five? See? You weren't thinking. Uh-huh. So if Mechabura Nimnu Vegomru, HaMagdish Baal Mum Legabi Mizbeach over Mishum Chamisha, and if you're saying, well, but we're only talking about a case where it was Mi'ikora B'Tumura, so then you're B'Shisha Havi, right? Yikanami Lav the Tumura, says Reish Lakish. Okay, let's see what you say. Elamai, we're talking about a Baal Mum Mi'ikora, you're saying that even over there? So then you explain to me. Am I lucky? What is the Malchus for, since, in fact, he only gave a Dikla B'Alma? So what did he do wrong? Amar Leh, said Rabbi Yochanan, because you have a wrong concept of the Din of Balmum. The Din, you're 100%. If the Balmum on the Mizbeach was the problem that you consider it to be, namely, that where you have a something wrong with an animal that is roy on the Mizbeach, you're not allowed to bring it to the Mizbeach. You're 100% right. This is not an animal. This is a statue of an animal. But that is not the problem. Actually, the problem is not in the actual bringing of that animal, but rather the fact that although it would be possible to have an animal that was a tamim, which is what it was meant to be, that to you, it was not important enough to give the Mizbeach something that was usable, and instead, like an absolute pochus, you go ahead and you bring something that you know is so insulting, you can't use it, I can't use it. And I had it in my hand, all I had to do was select another animal, spend another $5, right? That's why you're chayav. If you would actually give a palm tree to the Mizbeach, that's not insulting. But I have an option of, you want to give something for its money? Give something for its money. What's insulting about that? It's a gift. But to give an animal where I have an alternative right next to it, I can really give it a real gift. And instead I say, well, you know, I know you can't use it, sell it. Well, what kind of busha is that? That's why you're chayav. So Amalei Dikla Lav Zila Milta. There's nothing degrading about giving a palm or a statue to the Mizbeach. It's a kind of wood. It's a kind of wood. You can't find another piece of wood that could have been a carbon, right? So it mean hates him. But a balmum, even though it's a balmum meikara, is just as zila milsa, given the shavik tummy, there was another animal right at its side that you can get in any kind of auction shop, and you leave alone the tummy, and you go ahead and you bring the balmum. That's why you're chayiv for the chutzpah. That's why you're chayiv. What makes you think that it's only some type of technicality, that it wasn't roy? It's not a technicality. It's a straight-out, clear-cut violation of the Kedushas Hashem. That's the problem. Lishnachrin, another Lashon, which doesn't seem to have any nafkamina in its outcome, just a question of the language. Lishnachrin, Amarle, afilo hachi bazia milta. It's still, it's an absolute bizoyan. The dekel, leka bemina, and the dekel, there is nothing like the dekel of the same species that could have been a kosher carbon. So therefore, you didn't do anything wrong. Over there, lo lucky. Basha enkin afuki balmum. Given the ika b'mino, there he is lucky. And as we saw before, as Rashi explained, in Temura we often have the language that Temura was learnt in the Yerushalmi, and we bring the lashon Yerushalmi lechud, and we bring the lashon Bavli lechud, and sometimes they may mean exactly the same thing, and we just sort of incorporated in kachim some of the lashonis of the Yerushalmi. Amar Rava. Rava says, okay, I want to take this one more step, because you are not, understand now you have given a new theory of the nature of Bali Mumi, right? So I understand that the case that you're talking about is highly insulting, but I want to expand on it and say that if Lamaisa, the point is that you had an option of actually giving something usable, and instead you give something and say, well, you can always sell it. I feel that even if you don't say it in that kind of dismissive way, well, you can only always sell it. But what you do is you bring something and you say, l'chatchila, I'm not interested in a carbon. And I'm not interested in this being sold for a carbon. That would be absolutely a bizoyan. I mean, if I want to bring a carbon, I'm going to bring a carbon, which is a tummy. But what I would like to do is to bring some wine on the Mizbeach. That's a gift. Now, I haven't been able to find any good wine, so I would like to donate my animal with a mum for the purpose of the gizbar selling it and buying wine for me and bringing that on the Mizbeach as a gift. If the issue is that you left something behind that was usable, and you come along and say, well, why don't you take care of selling it, that is the bizoyan, then I'm saying it's not only the dismissiveness of it that's the bizoyan, it's the fact of it that's a bizoyan. Therefore, I taina that hashtag the omer taimed about mum laki is mishum de bazia milta. Now that you have come along and told Rabbi Yochanan, you told Reish Lakish that the point is that it's the way that it's done, then I say, even if you never intended to bring a korban of a behemah, you just wanted to bring wine on the mizbeah, so then afilu agdish lo ledmei nesachim, and you're bringing it to sell, you would still get malchus, because it's basically the same issue. Now, the girsa over here should be v'ha de Rava Tanoi. What Rava just said turns out to be a machlokas Tanoi. So why do we say that? Because we are now finally getting back to what I taught. Again, it's just amazing how the Gemara makes it seem like we just happened to get back into this because we were talking about Rava and wanted to know whether everybody would agree to Rava, whereas in reality, we're introducing this because we end up coming to this profound chiddush that when it says, Vayadabra Hashem al Moshe Leymar, it can turn a lav habavichlal esse into a lotase. But we get to it, as usual. Listen, anybody who has read the Haggadah Shel Pesach knows how sneaky these multi-layered constructs are. Because as soon as you get to the words, Tzei Ulamad, Ma Bikesh Lavan Harami Lasot Yaakov Avinu, right? Shenemar, Harami Oved Avi. For God's sake, then you look into the halacha, and it says in the halacha, the only chiyuv that you have on the night of Pesach is to say Harami Oved Avi, right? But it doesn't tell you that in the Haggadah. It says, you want to see? Say Ulamad, I'll prove it to you. Doesn't it say Arami Ovidam? Hey, why don't you just tell me? This is the mitzvah to say Arami Ovidam. No, right? And you'd swear, I mean, come on, that can't really be the whole mitzvah. And then we just introduce it as extra. So that means it's clear that the multi-leveled construct is on a local experience one thing, and within the overall construct of what it is that you're supposed to come out with, it may take you many decades to figure out what this was all about. You could have gone through your whole life really thinking, we don't have much time, and this is just a sort of agav proof, so let's skip this part because the kids don't, you know, they're not really into Rami Ovidavi. You know, we'll just do like the exciting part. It'd take a long time. Yeah. Right? You're going back on what we just said? Because you don't use something of a min that is suitable for the Mizbeach and ignore the fact that you had an opportunity to bring a carbon and say, yeah, but I wasn't really interested in bringing a carbon, so it's okay if I bring you this broken-legged animal to sell. That itself is a Mizbeach. Yeah. But he's only bringing it for Nesachim. He's not bringing it as a korban. For a korban behemah. Okay. So anyway, remember we darshaned earlier. Nedava ta'aseoto. Nedava ta'aseoto obviously doesn't mean you can make a balmum and a nedava on the Mizbeach. It means you can make, it says b'feresh shelav on the Mizbeach, right? So that means you can make it a gift to the Beder Kabayit. Zeh kacher Beder Kabayit. And what, so what? That means that to give something to the Beder Kabayit, you can never make a neder. You can never say, I take upon myself to bring this. I can only say it's a nedava. Nedava means it's not on me. Amy Ella nedava, neder me nine. How do I know? It really doesn't matter how I say it. You can say it is a neder. No, Talmud Lomar, ula neder. You put the two together. I mean, it doesn't mean you have to read it that way, right? You can put the two statements together in the pasuk as one. So vishar vise, so rua vikalut. Nidavata seoto vilanader. Then there's a separate vilanader lo yiratzeh. Fine, but meanwhile you can add vilanader. That's also good. So of course you can bring it as a neder to the Beder Kabayit. So that would mean a neder. Now, you might think yochal afilu kacher mizbeach. You might think that that means, obviously this doesn't mean to bring it on the mizbeach, right? It would mean to give it to the mizbeach and let the mizbeach sell it. So you might think that's fine. No. Talmud Lomar. Therefore, it says, L'neder lo yiratzeh. This refers to kacher mizbeach, even in terms of, as we just said, giving it as a gift to sell. You might think that's only if you said it's a neder. Maybe you could give it as a nedava. Talmud Lomar, nedava. In other words, nedava ta'aseoto, the neder, the nedava that you wanted to make it, and a neder? Oh, no, lo yiratze. So therefore, we read the pasuk we all the way through and all the way from behind. Fine. Rabbi Omer, Rabbi says, yeah, it's very obvious. It says, lo yiratze. Yiratze means it itself. Lo yiratze ba'atzat gufo. Then that means that what we're talking about, therefore, it's referring to, don't bring it for kachem mizbeach, even if it's going to be sold. That's what it's referring to. Yeah, excuse me, Rebbe, that's what we just said. I understand. Are you adding something? So, I mean, they must be arguing. So my labba kamifri, apparently they are arguing. The Tanakhama was saying that afilo agdashel edmei nesachim nami laki. Leneder leneder means even for something that is totally off the chart. I'm not bringing it for carbon at all. I'm bringing it to buy wine. I don't care. Leneder leneder, don't you dare give it for any purposes. Hamzong Rebbe said, no, only for purposes similar to its own bodily use, like to buy another carbon with. But to purchase wine, that's not an issue. That would mean that Rava's statement is a machlokas etanakama. And Rebbe, so Rebbe Savabar says, Gufo Laki, Avo B'dmei Nesachim, Lo Laki, Shemamina, that indeed Rava's point is a machlokes tanoim. Okay, now this is a great, great work on this pasuk, except you left out one word. You didn't tell me, I remember you mentioned it earlier, you didn't tell me this time, what is Oto coming to add? Oto, like... What's the oto? Lomale? That you didn't explain to me. Ah, that is indeed like we said before. Look at Tanya. Nidavata se oto, meaning oto, the balmum you can make for nidava. But a carbon tamim you cannot make for nidava. You have to give it to a nidava for the mizbeach, not to berekabayit. Viata ose tamim nidava le berekabayit. Mikan amru. This is the source of the din. Amagdish tmimim leberek habayit over base. Now, how do we know you're even going to be over on a lotase? Shenema? Vayidaber Hashem Moshe leimor. That teaches me that this parsha is actually a love. Divi Reb Yehuda. I'm going to read the book apart. What? My mashman, where does he see... That's crazy. He sees a lot? Where? My mashma. Omale, so Bar Kapora said, Rabbi Yehuda is saying that the word leimor is a contraction of lo ne'emar bedvarim. There is a absolute no exclamation point that should be said. Leimor is lo amar. It's said as a no, not just as an implication of a no. It's said as a no. That's one approach. Whereas there's another approach, which our gears over here is Rebbe, which doesn't make too much sense because Rebbe was just the one who said, where the heck can I possibly see in here? So therefore, the correct gears seems to be Beirav Amre. They said in the Beis HaMedrash that actually lo emor. You should say to them, lo. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling Moshe, when you say this over, even though it's not written here, explain that the implication is actually a positive love. You say love, not that it does say love. So now, again, I mean, here nobody discusses it, which they should, but in terms of the Brayta itself, in the Taras Kohanim, and in the Tosfos, in Psachim, in other places, the obvious question is, every time it says, V'edabra Hashem o Moshe leimor, how could it possibly be a lav? So then we end up not with the number of lavim that you claim, then we end up with 365, 793. I mean, what's going on over here? Right? Right. So what do you say? So the approach of the Rishonim, which is l'chora, the correct way to understand it in Temura terms, is that this is true only when there's a conjunction. The conjunction being that the Torah gave a lav haba michlal aseh and introduced the lav haba michlal aseh with Vayedav Hashem Moshe Leimor. So then the Leimor is seen as devolving upon the Oto, Oto Vilo. Now, some of the Achronim, who don't see this as the Klal, say that this is a unique case. And it's actually a very beautiful deal. Because the first pasuk Vayedaber Hashem al Moshe Leimor is followed by Daber al Aaron ve'al banav ve'al kol b'nei Yisrael. So then what is the first part? Right. So apparently there's a separate instruction about how to give it to them, but not normally Leimor would say, Leimor l'bnei Yisrael. I'm telling you, Leimor l'bnei Yisrael. But then the next pasuk says that. Daber al b'nei Yisrael, right? So then what was the first Leimor? So that's his deed that the Leimor is a lav emor. So it could be that we could put the two together. Even that's possible. Fine. Anyway, but it's fascinating. So now we've dotted the I's, we've crossed the T's. Okay. So now we've managed to go through all of the various elements of the relationship of the law. Amar Rava. Okay. Now, we said before that you would be over separately on lo le'isha lo takriv mehem. Mehem would mean either from them or all of them. Isha, all of them, and even mehem. And he listed that over mishum bal taktiru kulo, or mishum bal taktiru miktsoso, and we listed those as separate lavim, right? You could be chayev both on part and on the whole. That's what we said before. Is that true? Says Abaye, how could that be true? Elokin alav shebiklalut. You don't get malchus for a lav that has bifurcated parts, whole part. It's all part of one lav, right? So why would I get two separate lavim over here? I should only be chayev one. Now the truth is, as Rashi points out, there's a machlokus whether Abaye means to say you don't get malchus at all for a lav that bifurcates. Because only where the Torah is being very specific are you chayev malchus. Or whether Abaye simply means you don't utilize one lav in two different ways to give two different malchus. This entire sugya, as we're going to see, is following the understanding of Abaye as referring to not getting more than one malchus. But he's not claiming that you don't get any malchus. So therefore, Abaye is saying, how do you get five? You should really be only chayev four. But the other Yisurim, it says, beferish. And we had the four separate psukim that we were medayik of lo takrivu, remember? Each one of those really is a separate lav. But this idea of the el amizbeach ishe mehem, it's being two separate lavim, that's all one lot. So basically, so we say to Abaye, what are you arguing with Rabba for? It says, Amagdish ba'alei mumim legabe mizbeach, over mishum chamisha shemot. You're over on five separate lavim. Says so beferish. To yufta da Abaye, Om Rabaye, excuse me. It doesn't say over there the same guy is going to be chayev five separate times. It's saying there are five lavim involved. Imagine two cases. One case where a person brings the entire thing on the Mizbeach, Ishe. Another case where somebody brings one Aver on the Mizbeach, Mehem. Do we have a total of five Chiyuvim between the two cases? Yes. That's all it's saying. The Gavrei Katan, it's not talking about one guy. It's talking about separate people. It's talking about separate people, then why does it use the singular and it says over, the guy will be over, it should say overim. People can be over. Elapshita b'chad gavra, so we're back to Yuftid Abaye. Says Abaye, okay. I hear you, but I got an answer. The answer is we are including Kabbalah Saddam and it would be going only according to Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda. So take out Haktarat Miktsato, which is a Lav Shebiklalut, and put in its place Afik Haktarat Miktsato and Ayil Kabbalat Adam. Kabbalat Adam, I mean, would we take that on as a given? Isn't it only truly Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda Itle? But the Tanakama Letle? Fine. That's a problem. But but it's not fatal. The way you had me before, I was in a stranglehold. I'd rather have a kasha than a tiyufta. So you're right. That's a little bit of a problem. I don't know exactly how to answer it. But there's another lashon. Lishna Achrina is that it's much stronger attack. It wasn't simply saying, what, would we just take on Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda? It was telling Abaye, Abaye, how could it be Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda? The end of the Braita is where we introduce Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, where it says, even on the Kabbalat Adam. But that means that the first part of the Braita was talking about the Chamisha Shemot, was going according to the Tanakhama, and that holds not Kabbalat Adam. So Midisefer, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, the Reish is Rabbanah. Now that's a Tiyufta. Yeah, you're right. Tiyufta, Dabaye, Tiyufta. That indeed is a rather serious problem. Okay, we have just enough time here for our review, and we will meet tomorrow, Bezrat Hashem, at 9:30, starting at the Mishnah. Huh? 30. Yeah. Okay, so we're ready now for our review. Did I press the record? No, 1 second. And our review begins. Ah, come on. And our review begins in Masechet Tmura from Daf Zayin Amud Aleph on the third line. Omar Mami Shem Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda Afka Bolas Adam on a Baal Mum you would be chay of my time that Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda Omar Kroa Uma'uch Vekatut Venatuk Vekarut Lo Takrivo Zu Kabbalah Saddam, Shom Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. Ula Tanakama, what do they do with Lo Takrivu? Lovely. Mi Barla the Zrikat Adam. Zrikat Adam, on Nafkalemi Alam is Be'ah. No, we disagree. Alam is Be'ah is Urche de Kroa de Mishtoi Haki. So wait a minute. And Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda Nami, isn't that the Urche de Kroa? Yeah, actually it is. Enochi Nami. Okay, so then that means we need this for Zrika. How do we know Kabbalah? Ela Kabbalah Tadam Minale, Nafkalemi Ha. Umiyad ben Nechar lo takrivo, zoi kabbalat adam sha'amar Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. Ulatana kama hai lo takrivo lamali, bibar le lahai. Sakat rimino hevelon it's tavu b'nei noach halal mochusrei vorim. That would be true not only on Mizbeach Didhu, it would be true lo shalom ben Mizbeach Didan. Kamash malan on the Mizbeach Hashem, you cannot bring even for a goy. Lishnachrina, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, Imra, Vagabalas Adam, my time, Dechtivu, Ma'uch, Vikatut, Lotakrivu, Zo, Kabbalat Adam, Shama, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda. And Zrika, we know from the other person, Alam is Beach. Well, Rabbana Nami, we could learn out Zrika, being Alam is Beach. True, we do. Achiami. So then what are you using? Lotakrivu, Doma'uch, Lamayata. Mafkin, and Lebamat Yachid. Well, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, isn't it more important to be Maboy, Lebamat Yachid? Yes. Enochinami. So then, takriva de kabbalah minole from the fourth pasuk. Miad ben nechar lo takriva zo kabbalat adam. As Rabbanan say, it's true. Tzal kadat echamino elu bnei noach and mitzvin alon mechuzrei ver bebaba de lahan. Dilmana nami nekaba minon. Kamash malan mikolei odolo bekaplinan. But kivla rish lakish, this whole original brayta doesn't make much sense to me. Because Shema, what right do you have to say it's referring to any type of balmon? There is over, because if it's Amumi Koro, it's Dikla B'Amu. Amalei Rebbe Chiya Bar Yosef, how can you think that? It says Sorua V'Kalut K'tiva Parsha, and those are congenital deformations. I agree that you could have a case like that if it came through Tmura. Shamalo Shanino Ela B'Tmura, the Tanan. And that was the maximum that they could come up with. And if, according to you, the case would have to be referred to a Tmura by Sarua the Kalut, then tell me Shisha Shemot Ikanami Lav the Tmura. Okay, says Rosh Lakish. So what are you saying, man? Elamai. Balmumikar, explain to me. Am I lucky? Dikla be'almu. Amalei, there's a big difference between a dikla. A dikla, it's not insulting, because there's no such thing as a dekla that you could bring. It's lav zilam yilta, because it's a mina eitzim, but about mumikar, it is zilam yilta, because kivan desham viktomi. The agdash balei mumi, that alone is the basis of your chiyav. Lishnach rino amalei, afilo achi baz yamilta, the dekla like a bimino, lo lucky, mafuki balmum, kivadika bimino, lucky. Well, Marava, just let me add one additional point, and that is that Ash the Omra, Tamir Bamum, the lucky. is mishum de baza milte. So then afilu lemagdash dominus dmenes sochim would also be lucky. And the rova hayda rova tanoihi. The tanya nedavata seoto zekachi berakabai. In the yala nedava, how do I know neder? Tamad loma mula neder. Yachal afilu kachim izbeach, tamad loma neder lo yiratze. Zekachim izbeach, in the yala neder nedavim dayan loma nedava mula neder lo yiratze. Rebbe Yomer lo yiratze means bar tzaad gufo hakatum nedaber. That's what we just said. Hayna tana kama. My love, I can't forget. Tana kama sovar afilu agdashili demei minsochim yirotzegen. Malkus, like Rova. Revi Savar only bar tzaad gufo lucky. Avo b'dmei nesachim lo lucky. Shma mina the Rova tan oyi. Vela oto lamali. Look at it, Tanya. Nedavata se oto. Oto ta se nedavat, but yata se tamim nedavat. Leberagabai. Vegan amra magdashmim leberagabai over ba se. Minayan sha over avbalot ta se. Shenema ba yidaber Hashem omar sheli mor limid ala parsha kuloshi balav. Divi Rebbe Yehuda. Amale Rebbe le bar kapora vwe. My mashma. Amale de thiv le mor. Lav nemar bedvorim. Be rav amri lo emor. Itma. Amale every bali mumilagami mizbeach omarava over mishum. Baltaktiro kulo, umishum baltaktiro miktsasa. Abaya omar, ein lokin al lav shabiklalut. Metve. Amagdish bali mumin. Megami mizbeach over mishum chamisha shemot, which according to Abaya should only be four. Tiyufsad Abaya. Omar Abaya, it just means in different cases, put all of the malchus together and you've got five different sources, but not in one person. Begavri katani. I begavri. Why does it say over? It should say overim mishum chamisha shemot. Ela pshita bechad gavri v'tiyufta da abaye. Omar abaye, true. But afik haktara, and with the haktarat biktzato, which is just part of the same din of haktara, and in its place, ayil kabbalat adam. Kabbalat Adam, it's only the Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda itlay. The Tanakama letlay. Okay, yeah, problem. Lishlach Rina. Bought me to say for Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, Yeresha Rabbona. Ti yufta da baye, ti yufta. Gentlemen, thank you so much. Have a wonderful, wonderful Shabbos Kadesh. Enjoy yourselves.